T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes a country.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Rachel Katsula, it's our standing by. Take caller 9 now at 844-999. Ola, and you'll play Profile This in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check into Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, there's a rumor going around on Facebook about men in white vans driving around and kidnapping women. It's false, but it's spread around enough that even Baltimore's mayor issued a warning about men in white vans.
Yeah, I saw that. Just like, oh, God. Come on, man.
I am laughing here in Russia, comrade. This is funny prank. We can do anything to you.
Like how he's the count.
Yeah, that's right.
This is so funny.
The count from Sesame Street.
I make things up and people believe him, like the pizza place.
Right. All the time.
One rumor.
Surely, what could happen?
A Marine in California was arrested after he was caught smuggling two Chinese women across the border from Mexico in his trunk.
I think it's his pants. It's never going to work.
Not trunks.
Why would you think that Border Patrol is not going to look in your trunk?
Right?
It's the trunk of your vehicle. Count on them looking in
exactly.
The trunk.
It is their
That's
job
why
to make sure.
I hide the people I smuggle. They're sewn into the back seat.
Sewn into the back seat.
That's right. Hey, look, man, I know they're going to look in the trunk.
A man in Tennessee killed his neighbor after a fight over mowing the grass escalated over the course of a year.
Lawn wars.
Did he not mow it over the course of a year? Was it not long or not short enough?
So as the story goes, one went over to the other's house after he didn't work on it. A man in England pulled a prank on his wife.
Oh, he's back. Good to see you, Mike.
Glad to be back, Ted. A man in England pulled a prank on his wife where he spent 2 hours wrapping the kitchen in wrapping paper. Now his wife's post about it is going viral.
What's the prank?
It's the classic prank where he just literally wraps the entire room. So
all right, it's uniform
across the entire thing. Like if I was to wrap this entire room, there'd be paper up on the walls. Every individual monitor
like
would be wrapped up.
Ordering pizza tonight on you.
I thought cooking, maybe there was right? an actual gift in there.
No, he just wrapped the entire thing.
I would put a gift in there just because that way you know they're going to tear all the paper off. And the thing is, I'd be lying.
You have to find the gift.
Well, it's cold. I can't find it.
Peloton has responded to the backlash against their recent
oh,
ad.
God.
They say people actually like it.
It's no big deal. Like, there are people that have made it a big deal. And sure. If it bugs you that much, then okay.
Right.
I mean, but that should be, like, right. It bugs you. We get it.
You don't have to buy the Peloton.
I was going to spend $5,000 on this until I saw that commercial.
Right.
I mean,
I don't have a bay window in my kitchen, so I couldn't buy one anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
But I have nowhere to put it.
Yeah, because one thing, apparently, if you buy a Peloton or a Bowflex, your house automatically upgrades.
No, it looks over an infinity. It looks over an infinity pool, Steve.
That's only the Peloton. If you get a Bowflex, it turns out in your basement, even if you don't have a basement, when you get a Bowflex, you're going to have a basement, and it is an entire mm-hmm. customized workout gym.
It really is, and you can dry your clothes on.
That's why I take Cialis. I finally got 2 bathtubs in the backyard. I didn't have a backyard with a view of the lake. Now I do. And every time I pop Cialis, there's a lake in my backyard, and I sit in the bathtub naked.
And then
the neighbors call.
I threw a football through a hanging tire swing.
Just because it took Viagra.
I like the slow-mo throw.
Oh, he can drain in a hole.
Think about what they're saying.
I know.
I'm just going to throw this football in a hole. What are you thinking about, guys? You know, touchdown.
I made it.
And I'm just Bob Dole.
That's the first guy to tell us about Viagra.
Yeah. Was it really?
For real.
Oh, God.
But don't you believe him? He's not a guy that's going to talk to you about erectile dysfunction. And he was at an age where you could understand it might happen. So when Bob Dole goes on TV and says, hey, it works, you kind of like, I'm in.
The mom in Florida was arrested for child abuse after she jumped in on her daughter's fight at school and hit another kid in the back of the head with a taser. We covered that yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Ford is going to make some car parts using waste from McDonald's coffee beans.
Sure. Huh. All right, good.
You say car parts?
Car parts, yeah.
Okay. Hey, look, man, people swear by McDonald's coffee. If you know somebody who loves McDonald's, and their coffee's great, but if you know somebody who swears by it, like, there's no other option. It's McDonald's coffee.
I told Miles, about 2 weeks ago, I had to get on the phone with the bank, and the woman's on the East Coast. I'll just leave it at that. And so we're chit-chatting, because you got to wait, like, 5 minutes for whatever process to go through. So she's talking about Seattle, and she's back somewhere, and I'd be like North Carolina. She brings up Dunkin' Donuts coffee. I said, there's no Dunkin' Donuts.
Which is fantastic.
But she said, I love me McDonald's coffee. I said, yeah, you know, it's fine. I'm just being decent. I want to get a phone call. This is what she adds unsolicited.
I get my McDonald's coffee each morning if I come to work. I get 2 creams and 8 sugars.
Oh, my God.
Which is basically what Dunkin' Donuts
does. You have diabetes. Well, you're awake now.
Not only does it keep you going, it can keep your Ford going. McDonald's coffee. A school in England has banned kids from sending each other Christmas cards because they're bad for the environment.
Okay.
Plus, cards in general.
We don't just.
They're kids. I mean, Valentine's, I get, but like, kids don't send each other Christmas cards. No. These are parents going, hey, let's make these cards together.
Tell Miss Judy down the street, Merry Christmas.
I mean, maybe I'm
draw
wrong.
Draw a picture.
But I remember Valentine's Day, you got. I don't remember anybody ever giving me a Christmas card.
No.
I'm with
I think you.
You
could scratch the card out that you got and give it to someone else. Repurpose it. Even if it's for a different holiday. It would make it more entertaining.
Do none of your cards have very personalized messages in there, Miles?
Well, you can write a personalized message. You just have to scratch out the one that was there before.
Right. Just put a post-it note
on it. And then
over.
You tape it back into the envelope, and you tell them you love them. If you put $100 in there, they wouldn't.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Write it on the $100 bill.
Here, kid, happy birthday. This is a Valentine's card from your wife.
Most people sexed for non-sexual reasons, according to a new study.
The most people are stupid.
There are 3 equally common reasons people sexed for traditional sexual reasons: to get reassurance that their partner is still into them, and as a favor to their partner because they want a non-sexual favor in return.
Oh, yeah.
Wait a minute. So I send you a deep pic, and now you owe me a favor? Is that
reverse? Well, she doesn't send you a D pic, but she sends
I
you
I hope she does not.
She'll send you.
This is the one I want.
She'll send you the one that you want, and then it's like, now go mow the lawn or something.
Oh, yeah. Deal.
Right.
Deal.
If you're at work and you get a sexy pic or like a text that's like, hey, I'm at home, you know, I don't know.
I need you to pick up milk from the store. Here's something to help you remember.
I'm going
to
buy you a cow, man.
Remember. Get the D.
How about
2%
on this side?
After you mow the lawn, you can deep clean the garage.
Hey, baby, we need some D batteries.
Yeah, Robin, that's how people sex.
Deep cleaning the garage.
Yeah.
You better send me a picture of someone else for that. I mean, like,
it's a little dusty in there. Here's some of the handsome.
Maybe we should clean the trunk out.
No? Okay.
A new study found the handsomest cities in the United States.
That's right, ladies.
Based on how much men spend on grooming and shaving products and the average fitness level.
All right.
That just means you're fit and well-groomed. You still might be ugly.
Well, you can spend a lot on grooming products. It doesn't mean you're attractive.
That's what I mean.
And if you do spend a lot on grooming products, obviously it says you're not. I really need some help.
So where do you guys think? I've got the top 3.
San Francisco, maybe?
Ted?
How about Miami?
Those are strong, man. Miami.
You all are completely wrong. This is going to hurt you all so much. First is Arlington, Virginia.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
There's
a lot of rich people there.
Yeah, that makes sense. Boise, Idaho.
Attractive dudes or females?
It says handsome, so I suppose women can be handsome, but
you've been there.
That's not a compliment.
Ted, you've been there. What do you
think? No, it's men. You know what? It's men.
I've been to Boise. Anything to look at out there? I guess the guys are really attractive.
The dudes, yeah. I guess.
Madison, Wisconsin.
Madison? That's because you're looking through beer goggles. I mean, no offense to the people of Madison, but we know that they're not sober.
I also know that they're all bundled up. You can't go out at any point in Madison, Wisconsin without a parka.
Yeah, right. She had a beautiful face. Yeah, that's all you could see.
That's right.
Yeah, beautiful eyes and lips.
All right.
Jump around.
I'm in a Connecticut. Never mind. We just covered that one. A couple in Indiana has been hanging emergency coats all over their town that anyone can take if they get caught out in the cold weather.
That's a good idea.
It's a great idea.
Unless they're cool, then regular people are just going to take them.
That's what I'm thinking. Places I've lived, like, you basically just gave coats to random people.
Oh, man, is that Canada, a North Face? Does Canada know how much people, like, in the States love their jackets? I don't know what that brand is.
Are you talking about Roots?
Is that, I just know this time of year, yeah, I just see a bunch of Canadian emblems.
That's Roots.
We wake up.
That's your Roots.
Yeah, I was going to say, your Roots are different than mine, player.
Yeah, mine didn't take like 6 hours.
My Roots ain't built for winning.
We wake up in a bad mood 300 days a year, according to a new study.
So basically, weekdays.
Right. That's right. That's right.
So maybe the summer gets a break or two.
Right.
Holidays.
So this is basically 5 or 6 days out of the week. So we get one, maybe two good days a week.
So every day sucks. Every day of the week sucks except for the weekends and holidays.
Right.
Essentially.
You're waking up on Sunday. You're not waking up on Saturday. You're waking up on Sunday. A man in Ohio had a really, really bad night. I'll tell you all about it now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. First, the game is...
The Men's Room presents... Profile This.
Hey, Stephen Throhill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Lauren. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola. Hi, Lauren. You understand how this year game is played?
I do indeed.
Fantastic. Here is your story. We go to, believe it or not, Florida. I know, hard to believe. Where a Smyrna man, he faces 5 charges after he tossed his 2 young children over a barbed wire fence while trying to run away from police officers. The 34-year-old is accused of pushing the 2 kids, ages 1 and 4, in a stroller down the center of a street. All right, so he's just walking down the middle of the street. The kids are in the stroller. Well, that netted him a misdemeanor charge, but the other 4 charges, including 2 felonies, resulted from his reaction to police who said, hey, man, you can't push a stroller with children in it down the middle of the street, because that's about all they said. In an effort to run away, he threw his 1-year-old son and 4-year-old daughter over a nearby 7-foot-tall barbed wire fence. The fence surrounds an industrial lot. Now, his son landed on his face, which resulted in minor scratches. Both kids are now trapped on the other side of the fence, as their father ran away. Now, police eventually caught this guy. He faces 2 second-degree child cruelty charges, in addition to counts of obstruction, giving a false name, and pedestrian on a roadway. And he remains in jail on $22,220 bond. Do you believe that this Father of the Year candidate is black, white, Mexican, or Asian?
Wow. He threw that. All right. First of all, hey, Miles, thanks for hanging out on our boat at the Apple Cup. Remember me?
Yeah, sure do, man. How are you, brother?
that was a good time. That was a good time. And funny story, I'm going to be in Florida next weekend to visit my brother, so I'm going to find this guy. No, I'm not going to be able to find this guy. There's plenty of crazy people down there. But a 7-foot-tall fence, he threw them over
a seven-foot-tall
fence.
Yes, and then he kept running.
So he's very strong. I mean, that's a hefty throw.
What was he throwing again?
His two kids.
His 4-year-old son and 1-year-old daughter, or vice versa. But a 4-year-old, 7-foot barbed wire fence. And they cleared it.
That's
all right.
Crazy.
Lauren, what are you thinking?
I know we're running short on time, so I'm not going to ask for any help. I'm going to go into this blind. I'm going to say black.
You're going to say black? Final answer.
Final answer.
Okay. By the way, thank you for that juice box at halftime. That was delicious. All right, final answer is black. We're going to find out if he is black, white, Mexican, or Asian next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
All right, profile this takes to Florida. We got a guy who is obviously not doing right in the head, and he's walking down the roadway, the middle of it, with his two children in strollers.
Yeah, one was four, one was 1 year old.
Okay, so the cops pull up, and they're like, hey, man, what are you doing? And he takes off and basically throws his two kids over, what, an eight-foot-high barbed wire fence?
He's not Superman, Miles. It was only a seven-foot-tall barbed wire fence. Yeah.
And then he get caught. One kid did bash in his face a little bit.
Just a little bit, because, you know, that happens when you throw a child over a fence.
So I guess he was arrested after that.
He was, in fact, arrested and facing a slew of charges. But the question we had is, did you believe that this guy was black, white, Mexican, or Asian? In the end, you went black.
Oh, Lord! You're in Viking wins. Nice job, huh? Now for all TV news all time, time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Okay.
I even remembered today.
What did you remember?
To say, ah!
It's the big things.
Your choices will be...
Wait, hold on. You're not going to start with your penis?
No, let's get to that.
I'm just kidding. I thought that would be the highlight of the day. Yes, I know. Who are our choices now?
David Spade. The Jibbis.
Kimmel and Fallon.
And Conan O'Brien.
Is it Ted or is it late night? All right. So all these guys have teams of professional writers, and it's up to determine whether these are actual late night jokes or a The Ted Smith original.
Correct. And they, their team's working hard. All right, let's see. Uber just listed the Empire State Building as their number one tourist destination. The second most popular across from a busy street where they ask to pick you up.
Conan O'Brien.
David Spade.
Uber just listed the Empire State Building as their number one tourist destination. The second most popular destination across a busy street from where you ask them to pick you up.
My apologies to Mr. Spade. That was not a good delivery out of me. All right, let's see. We have the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree lighting. 20,000 people packed in Rockefeller Center, plus another 10,000 that are still lost from the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Fowler.
Yep.
We have the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree lighting. That's right, 20,000 people packed into Rockefeller Center, plus another 10,000 who are still lost from the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
A woman in England who was involved in a love triangle arranged for the two guys to fight for her. And one of the guys wound up killing the other. So he won.
David Spade.
O'Brien.
That's Ted Smith.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Good one, Ted. That's a great joke. Yeah, exactly. It sounded so just cut and curt that I thought it was Spade.
That's what I was
saying. He's dead.
That was my attempt of writing a Spade-like joke, because you're right. I mean, that's a horrible...
You won that one.
You're a horrible story.
Exactly.
You're terrible.
That'll make this darker.
Let's see here. According to a new study, the average person will watch 78,000 hours of TV. Half of those hours are from watching The Irishman, they say.
Conan O'Brien.
Jimmy Kimmel.
According to a new study, the average person will watch 78,000 hours of TV. Half of those hours are from watching The Irishman, they said.
In a new interview that just came out, Brad Pitt said he didn't cry for almost 20 years. He said the trick is every time he got sad, he just remembered that he's Brad Pitt.
I'll bet you, Ted.
Kimmel.
I'm gonna go Fallon.
Conan.
In an interview that just came out, Brad Pitt said he didn't cry for almost 20 years. Yeah. He said the trick is every time he got sad, he just remembered he was Brad Pitt. So
Chipotle has nurses call employees who have been out sick to see if they're really sick or just hungover. So if you're faking sick and you work at Chipotle, just do it on a regular sick day and put your phone on silent.
Myers.
Jimmy Fallon.
He's not there. Seth Myers is not there. Ted Smith.
That is a Ted Smith.
Oh, all Ted right. Smith.
I was like, who answers? First of all, if I'm sick, I'm not answering the phone.
Right, I'm sick.
But if you're faking sick, why would you pick up that a number
no,
you don't know?
You're posting pictures of yourself somewhere else on Facebook having a right. phone.
Miles and I know somebody that does that.
Yes.
Oh, I'm out today. Don't feel very well.
Do I know this person? Am I thinking of the right person?
Happy hour starts early in my neighborhood.
Like, wow.
No,
that's...
I don't think so. Miles okay. and I, yeah. All right, so this morning, now listen, I don't have the audio for you. I'm just going to tell you about it. But you can go to the Men's Room Facebook page. You can go to the KSW Facebook page. We have it posted everywhere. But we were lucky enough to be on a local midday show called... King Five's New Day Northwest.
Yes. And we suggested they should call it New Day and, Kanye Kid.
And fair enough.
Because Kanye named his kid Northwest. I feel like sure. to be hip that you go New Day Kanye.
And so here's a little background on this. Ted's in the office, and the producer gets a hold of Ted.
Yeah.
And Ted's like, hey, guys, do you want to do New Day Northwest? So we're like, well, I mean...
What are we doing?
Yeah,
I don't know, man.
And Mike can do it because he is having breakfast with his dad.
Just his father.
Yeah. Yeah. And Robin says, absolutely not. And we can't figure out why she wouldn't do it with us. We're still going to ride her on this. Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm not going to be seen on TV with you or whatever. So we all three go down there, and it's about 9:45 in the morning.
Exactly. You get there, everybody shows up on time. You can tell everybody was fired up. And then the last thing I had heard was that it might be Pictionary, but we might build gingerbread houses.
I was hoping it wouldn't be that. Listen, so, I need to let you know.
I was
know,
hoping it was.
When you said, hey, man, we might be building gingerbread houses, in my mind, I said every curse word we cannot say in the air because I'm not a guy that wants to make gingerbread sure. house.
By the way, the people at King Five are amazing. They were so nice to us. But Ted has seen this rodeo before, so he knows a little bit about the process. So we're in there. We all walk in together. And then
gotta get powdered up.
Ted says, I need powder. And I'm like watching him. Like he's.
I thought he meant cocaine, but I was wrong.
And that's when I was disappointed too, Steve. But yeah, then Ted sits in the chair, right? And he gets powdered up. And then I'm like, well, hell, I need powder too, right? So I get some powder. You get some powder. And in the meantime, they have a reindeer.
An actual reindeer.
An actual reindeer in the studio. And they have the people who work at the reindeer farm. And they're educating people on the actual reindeer.
I've never actually seen a reindeer. And I mean, look, it looks exactly like you think a reindeer looks. But somehow I'm still like, this is cool. And the reindeer's name was Dasher.
Yeah.
It was Dasher.
And it looked
like. So bad for your childhood. No fudge, no reindeers.
And it looked like.
Wait, hang on. You saw a real-life reindeer before today.
Every year. But I grew up right
what?
Outside.
What?
Hear me out.
I grew up in the North Pole.
I grew up outside of D.C. So
where
on the
reindeer
national,
flourish.
On the National Mall, right, they have all the trees from all the states, and they always have a reindeer pit.
Sure. Okay. And the reindeer handlers, there was a woman who looked like, she, you know what I mean, she was an animal advocate. She was a very attractive woman. She was handling the animal. Then you had the typical bearded guy. And then a 6'4" black guy.
Yeah. I was shocked, too.
So, yeah, I gotta.
But the reindeer.
I mean, like, look, when you picture. Listen.
When you picture a reindeer handler, I'm not sure what to picture.
Sorry.
I'm assuming it's an
you
elf.
You didn't picture a tall brother.
Or like a gnome looking guy.
Yeah.
I did not at all. I'm glad we all had the same thought, but nobody said anything.
Either way, I just wanted to ask him.
I was waiting
brother,
for you to chime in.
Well, me too.
I'm not going to criticize
his life choices.
No, it's not that.
Say brother. How's the brother getting to the reindeer game?
You should have. I was waiting.
I've never.
Like, this is right in front of us. We're all thinking it. You got to say something. So the reindeer uses the bathroom, though, in the studio.
No, here's the problem. It did not use the bathroom. It peed on the floor.
If it used the bathroom,
I used the bathroom and did what the reindeer did. The difference is the reindeer peed on the floor. Stage floor.
So I'm thinking, like, this is like Anchorman. This is actual local TV.
Sure.
The reindeer's trying. You know what I mean? He's very docile. He's very nice.
It was a chill reindeer.
And then we get out there to tape our segment.
Right. So we get out there to tape the segment. We found out now it's going to be Pictionary.
Yes. Holiday-themed Pictionary.
So you guys are on a team, and then I'll be with Michael, who was his last day. Congratulations. Yeah, so I'm going to be with him. Margaret was off.
Wait. Before you continue, I just want to point out, we are playing Pictionary. So it's on a big whiteboard kind of thing?
Yeah.
So it's on an easel, and the teams are standing on either side of the easel. The whiteboard is in the middle. What you don't know is that on the floor was still Trace's reindeer pee. I'm not sure.
Because the reindeer walked through his own pee.
Yeah. It's a reindeer. He doesn't know.
But we're all aware. We're all doing what we can.
But it's all colored holiday stuff. It's beautiful in there.
We're doing everything we can not to step in reindeer pee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's unbelievable. So then we get out there. Who drew first out of you guys?
Miles.
Miles draws.
And I did very poorly.
But they got four, so they meet.
Right, you had 60. You were supposed to draw six different holiday-themed clues, see how many you could get in 1 minute.
Right. So Miles, you have 10 seconds to get one right.
Right, so you draw yours. You guys get a few.
I got four.
Mm-hmm. Michael draws. So now we're tied up. 4-4. That's going correct. To the second round. And then, right, so you're going to draw next.
Yep, I drew next.
And Steve is a much better artist, so it was easier for me. Well,
and you guys blatantly cheated.
No, we didn't. We didn't.
You gave hints. You're pointing at people. You cheated.
No, I targeted you because of that.
Miles cheated.
Hey,
I didn't know all the rules.
It's okay. You
even
won.
Though he said them.
You won the game. Not fair and square. But I mean, whatever.
Sure. It's like the NFL.
A lot of people are saying both of you cheated.
Hey, look, man. I didn't know.
The main thing people need to know, and I'm going to just sum it up for you.
Please.
Like this. As I get up there, it's my turn to draw. There's a bad one, a third bad one. I just keep going, pass. And then we get to the last one, and I drew a penis on TV.
Yeah.
Because it was supposed to be a nutcracker, but it was. Right. Ted drew what he thought to be was a nutcracker.
I was trying to draw his helmet. Right, first.
And you did. And let's think about this as he goes through the process how you see his penis being drawn.
He did not do this intentionally.
No. So I'm trying to draw his helmet.
Which was first.
And then I was like, he's got a long, thin body.
Yes, right. He does. Right? Like a big cylinder below the head.
So a helmet up top, a thin body directly in the back.
Right, and then I drew like a little hitch on the side, and it looked like something was...
It looked like testicles.
Something was... Right, looked, I don't want to say the word, but it looked like something was coming out of him.
And right. And we're never going to be invited on King 5 again now.
To the point of, like, Michael's like, oh. Right.
I don't know if we can show this on TV.
Right. Miles tries to cover it up. It looked like a penis.
It was a penis.
I know there was no intent, but you drew a penis.
But in Michael's defense, he said, that's a real nutcracker. I thought you maybe misunderstood.
Yeah. So at the end, right, I reveal what it was supposed to be. Nobody else knew. I'm like, yeah, it's a nutcracker.
Yeah, it wasn't. I would have never guessed that in 10 million years. I would have guessed penis. And if you said that's not it, I would have guessed again. Because you drew a penis. And I know you did not mean to draw a penis. But it's as Miles and I said, like, Ted is the only person I know that could inadvertently
draw a penis on TV.
Clearly draw a penis. This is a family show, man. And it's like the holiday season.
I still just love Miles and I have a mutual friend. And right after the segment aired, he goes, hey, Chandler just texted me and it just said, Ted drew a penis on TV.
I wrote back, yeah, he did. It's tried to cover it up. It's famished.
But to be fair, who among us has drawn a penis on TV?
We haven't heard back from them. Radio silence on that end. So we're pretty sure we're one and done.
Yeah. You can't. Even by accident, you can't draw penis.
Go to the Men's Room Facebook page. Go check it out. It's pretty funny. Also, if you watch the whole segment, I'm not positive where to stand. So a thrills drawing, you're going to see a lot of the back of my head and my beard.
We are TV professionals.
Oh, my goodness. You could tell. I mean, we should have just had radio shirts on. Right. I don't know what to do with my hands.
Where do I stand?
What do you do with your hands?
It's so awkward.
And listen, I'm not kidding when I say this. I'll watch things like, say, NFL Network, because in that sense, they are not professional hosts like a late-night host. They're professional hosts, and as they're going to throw to a commercial break or another segment, they often stand in front of the camera. And I'm always curious what they do with their hands, because it'll be like four people. There's always one guy with the hands in the pocket, one guy with the hands folded in front. Maybe the other guy has his arms folded. But I realize none of them do the same thing. And then, like, is that coordinated? So I just did the behind-the-back thing. Just put your hands behind your back, right? It looks like maybe you're being a gentleman, but the truth is, all I could think, and I'm not kidding, is like, what do I do with my hands? I don't know what to do with my hands.
I don't know if you've done it yet, but your blog, you should put up the picture. Miles and Thrill won an elf.
We did win an elf.
We won an elf.
I mean, but, that elf is tainted with cheating, but whatever.
It's not tainted. It's the fact that you went on TV and drew a penis. Like, this is our opportunity to maybe get invited
that
back.
That is the problem.
And
elf
you draw
has,
a giant pink
oh my
penis.
God.
It was green.
Holiday,
it was
holiday,
green.
You drew a green penis, which obviously has problems.
It's a greenness.
Yes, exactly. Go to the hospital if that happens to you. And now we won't get invited back.
Yeah, somebody told me that's going to be the new thing, like planking. All right. I will say, it's funny, but that is my honest reaction when it's like, as at the time, you know me, I'm like, oh, look at his head. Look at his hat.
You weren't tracking with it, and the whole time you're drawing, I kept looking at Miles like, is he just drawing a penis?
All right, some TV updates for you. Michelle Williams, who you would recognize from Destiny's Child, was the butterfly on The Masked Singer. She got unmasked. I don't watch the show, but I'm bringing it up because the whatchamacallit, I'm pretty sure, is Victor Oladipo, who plays for the Indiana Pacers and went to DeMatha Catholic High
That's
School.
That's why he came up.
It's what now?
He went to DeMatha. He's going to be the whatchamacallit.
Oh, okay.
That is Ted's High School. Anyone from Ted's High School that does anything remotely interesting, we have to hear about.
I started this one. I said, hey, as if I'm not annoying enough with sports about that, I go, and he is a pro athlete, but I was like, dude, a DeMatha guy might win the
well, I think anytime someone
singer.
Comes from your area or your hometown, you know what I mean? It's a cool thing.
God, the hell with those Gonzaga dudes. Good council guys.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care about them. There's only two places I care about. Ask Mike. DeMatha and University of Maryland.
That's true. You know, that's actually true.
I'm three in the nation hoops. I have a list here. AFI, the American Film Institute, they released their annual list of the 10 best movies and TV shows of 2019. Some of the movies are what you expect. Joker was in there. The Irishman was already in there. It's just like half people
mixed,
like the Irishman.
Mixed reviews, right, on that?
Yeah. I mean,
as far as...
The Irishman's kind of one of those things, too. Like, if you're like me and you like gangster movies, it's got Scorsese directing, it's got all the gangsters you like. So, like, is it good or you just like it because it's all those guys you like?
I think it's like that. And I mean this in the nicest way possible. I think it's like watching all of the Avengers movies.
Yeah.
It's Scorsese. You already know what he does with every movie. They're all the same. And the Simon's just Irish, right?
Yeah. 1917, The Farewell, Jojo Rabbit. I don't know what that's
don't
about.
Don't know that one.
Knives Out.
I've heard of it, but I don't know what it's about.
No Women.
Little Women?
Yeah.
I guess the adaptation of the book?
Marriage Story, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Well, I'd like to see that.
I would like to watch that.
They gave it the opportunity. We wanted to see it so bad, we chose not to see it in the theater.
Yeah, and then the Richard Jewell movie's in there as well. The top shows, they said, let's see how many of these top shows from last year you guys have watched. Chernobyl.
Yes. Yeah, but that was easy. That was, what, four episodes?
Five.
Five?
But yes.
Great show.
The Crown.
No.
Fosse Verdon.
No.
Yeah, it should have been Vossy Bop. Game of Thrones.
Yes.
No.
Pose.
Huh. No.
Secession?
No.
I haven't yet, but people have told me
Secession,
great things
yeah,
about
I've watched a couple of episodes. Okay. How about Veep? You guys
you
watch
know what,
Veep?
Man, again, I've never watched Used it, to. But I've heard really yeah. good things about it.
Unbelievable.
You're unbelievable.
Nope.
Watchmen?
Huh.
Not yet.
When They See Us?
No.
When is that?
All right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So popular TV shows and movies in the last year that obviously we did not watch.
Eventually you catch up. You know, if you're in the midst of watching something, you kind of wait to take on the next thing, don't you?
Hey, man, my theory is this. I'll get there. Like I said, I watched Game of Thrones last year. Everyone that loved Game of Thrones had already watched Game of Thrones. I got to the party late, but I enjoyed it.
Yeah, they're 14-year-olds right now binge-watching Friends.
Yeah, like most shows I watch pretty, like, if I get into them, I watch them. But some shows, like I was talking about the other day, like Peaky Blinders is so dark. This last season, I had to, like, take, like, 2 weeks in between each episode.
Look, my goal is when the holidays come up, I'll check out Breaking Bad.
That's not a bad call.
Right? You know what I mean? But, like, yeah, I'm going to consolidate it, man.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to watch two movies over the break.
What?
I don't know yet.
Oh,
you
got to
rent them.
That's the goal. Live
large. We appreciate it. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Tennessee woman pulls gun on a McDonald's employee who gave her ketchup instead of jelly. Meanwhile, a Utah man is screaming, "You got my order wrong," and punches a McDonald's manager in the face and then one in the belly. Ohio police looking for a man with pothead tattooed on his face. Still an Ohio family wakes up to a man they don't know asleep at their place. And a banana duct taped to a wall sells for $120,000 at Miami Art Show. It is time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head lines. Here's my cock.
Our top story. We go to Ohio, where a man and woman were woken in the middle of the night by a loud crash. Thinking that it was just the cat knocking something over, they went back to sleep. But the woman eventually got up a little bit later to make coffee, which is when she saw the stranger passed out on her couch. Alerting her husband, who armed himself with a bat, they called 911, and the man was arrested on a charge of burglary. While being interviewed, the man said that the last thing that he remembered was drinking at the bar earlier that night. Somewhere between then and now, the man had gotten into a fight and had left him with two black eyes and a broken nose before he was dropped off at the wrong house for the night. The man apologized all over himself, saying that what happened is not his character at all. Basically, this guy went to the bar, he got nine kinds of blackout drunk, and just what happened happened.
I get it, man. I get it.
I mean, sure you get it, man.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you for the confirmation. But you're right.
He got his ass beat. He got dropped off by somebody he doesn't know and slept in someone else's house.
Right.
I mean, I've been there.
And apparently, like, everybody's cool with it. You know, they talk to the family and say, "Oh, yeah, you know, I believe that he had no ill will."
Well, I appreciate the story. I appreciate the fact that they were like, "We get it."
You know, right.
Like, we understand.
That normally only happens in, like, Wisconsin or Canada.
Right. It should be noted, though, that they're about to get a new alarm system and surveillance system.
In Florida, he'd been shot.
Sure. Yeah.
In Florida, he would have been shot.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Totally.
Because he's nuts. Moving on. In other news, gotta love the Scots. We go to Aberdeen, Scotland, where a, quote, cheeky flasher was caught on video early in the morning.
Does that mean they have a big butt? It
wasn't terribly big, but it was cheeky. The footage shows the man standing on top of a bus stop shelter without a shirt on before he drops his drawers all together and shows the world his might. Putting a triumphant arm in the air, the man stands there for several minutes as people applaud and police arrive. Shortly after he pulls his pants back up, he jumps off the shelter. The man is apprehended by police. After being shared on social media, locals are less than surprised with comments such as, quote, "absolute peach only in Aberdeen, and that's just a typical weekday."
Yeah.
So apparently Aberdeen, Scotland is the party place because you just have people just flashing on top of bus stops.
And when that's the response, you know what? Yeah. Well,
okay. That's Scotland.
That's Scotland.
Scotland.
Give that man a hand. Sweet. Think twice. We go to Miami to further show that this reporter does not understand art at all. An artist has just sold one of their pieces titled, quote, "comedian," which is simply a wall with a banana duct taped on it. What's even crazier about this piece is that it sold two editions for $120,000 a pop.
Two. So you do understand art.
I guess.
It's definitely subjective. There are certain artists that universally you would just have to agree that it's worth money because they told you it is, right? Picasso, Van Gogh. And then there's stuff like that where you go like, here's what we know. You made this valuable simply by buying it.
Correct.
Because otherwise it's just a piece of junk and you know it is. And the artist, but the artist is a person, artist in quotes, is the one who got over because they just made $150,000.
Right.
Because they basically made a dare and said, you will get someone pretentious enough to buy into the fact that this is art.
But the difference in that theory is that they sold two of them. You know, typically a piece of art is an original. You know what I mean? Like, they're like, let's do five.
Let's see. Well, sure.
Right.
It's a just, limited edition.
Right.
Okay.
The same thing could be accomplished if you just took a banana of your own. And for that matter, how long is that piece of art going to be on your wall? It is a banana that is duct taped to that thing. Unless you preserved it, that banana is going to go rotten. And now you just
you're
got
not
a
an
piece
artist, Mike.
Flute.
You couldn't do it.
I guess. And who are you going to show that to? Hey, man, come on over. Check out my new piece. This is the new Gregory piece. Is that a banana? Duct taped to your
wall?
Remember
when you asked me for $20 and I said I couldn't do it?
Right.
I'd have spent $150,000 on this.
God. We go to Utah for the latest food fight. This one's a pretty good mix. A man went into a McDonald's inside of a Walmart. That is a perfect storm.
You're just setting it up.
He placed his order, got his food, and left. Surveillance footage showed that not too much later, the man returned, went behind the counter, and began assaulting the employee working the cash register before moving on to an employee in the kitchen, managing to punch both in the face multiple times while declaring, "You got my order wrong."
He also didn't tell them what they got wrong. They're like, what do we do wrong? And he just kept saying, you got my order wrong.
This man wanted nothing more than just to beat somebody up. He didn't even want vengeance for this. This is all that he needed to go in there and justify beating the living hell out of two people. Because you're right. He didn't say, you put cheese on my hamburger.
Could I get this? Could I do that? He just went in there, punched one manager, and then went and punched another employee.
Didn't say a word, walked behind the counter, and just started going after these guys.
Yeah, he's crazy.
Right. And he needs to, like, go away. He doesn't deserve to, be a part of our society. We don't do that. Police were calling. He was arrested.
Mike,
sorry, that's my opinion.
No, apparently we do that. Have you seen what's happening? Chick-fil-A, Taco Bell, McDonald's, Burger King, they get attacked over nothing all the time.
In Seattle, you can attack somebody for no reason and get out in 2 hours.
There you go. But wait, there's more. A woman in Tennessee was arrested for her conduct following a botched order as well. The woman had gone through the drive-thru but stormed into the restaurant when she discovered that the employee had put ketchup packets inside of her bag. Instead of jelly.
Okay, quick call here. What did she order?
Thank you!
Was it a McGriddle? Was it a biscuit?
Neither of those makes sense for it to where
but
she would
breakfast
want jelly.
All day, they don't have a biscuit.
I was
going to
say
right?
biscuit.
I think it's a biscuit. I think
do
it's
they
like
have
a
just a straight biscuit?
With jelly.
You can get just a biscuit.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know why you would.
I think she got one with sausage and cheese and egg, but you still, some people put jelly on a biscuit.
Yeah, you do. Sausage?
Yeah.
I'm with you, man.
Those people should be beaten and never spoken to.
I love sausage biscuits, but I can't put jelly in there.
Yeah, come on,
the reason they have it.
That is
true. For the plain biscuit.
Yeah, it's got a plain biscuit. Butter, jelly,
yeah,
I get
screw
that.
Man. I'm jellying every biscuit I get.
Is that a euphemism
jelly
or
biscuits,
just a breakfast?
Do the math.
I rate the woman busted in brandishing a weapon and pointing it at employees before eventually leaving. She was tracked down and arrested. I'm glad you asked that, Miles, because that was the first thing I thought of is what in the world did she buy to where she needed jelly?
A sausage burrito.
Way the way you
That's every headlines with that. Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the return of Ted versus the FCC and bad jokes.
Yes, indeed. It is all true, maybe. We'll find out. In the meantime, we be all about this biatch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.